Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today, I'd like to talk about the fungi kingdom, which previously had been classified as a plant, and nowadays is seen to actually have more in common with animals. Anyway, in terms of health, fungi are seen to be harmful, as in candida, or yeast, overgrowing on our bodies. Two, not coincidentally, to helpful, as the first antibiotic, penicillin, is derived from the mold Penicillium. Right away, we can see this interrelationship here, and the concept of balance. If we get rid of bacteria, we can use a mold product. But we could risk creating an imbalance of too much yeast. Fungi have a symbiotic relationship with plants, including most trees, as they allow the trees to receive their needed nutrients and are actually huge organisms, oftentimes, ranging over many acres in size, but below ground, so we can't see this mostly. Some cultures, such as the Russians, revere mushrooms, and some, especially like the English, have mostly revulsion or fear towards them. Either extreme here has a point, as some wild mushroom species is deadly to humans, destroying the liver in a few hours. Yet other species, such as maitake and shiitake, have remarkably healthy effects on the immune system, notable for their anti-cancer effects. Even the lowly white button mushroom has been found to have a certain level of these anti-cancer effects. Fungi tend to grow in dead matter, so thereby transform it in the cycle of life. There is experimental work attempting to use fungi to transform man-made waste, such as plastic and even nuclear waste. So fungi have this great power of transformation, and ultimately a rebalancing of perhaps things that people do on the planet. Mold in the wrong place, such as too much of in the wrong kind of a person's home, can cause a lot of suffering in a sensitive allergic person, aspergillus causing unpleasant lung symptoms. Outright lung infections can take place as well, with very chronic and debilitating symptoms, such as in valley fever in our country's western desert areas. Many cultures have used various fungi species to allow participants, from shamans to the afflicted, to perceive a wider worldview if this seems necessary. And recent studies have confirmed a part of this, as psilocybin-containing mushrooms have recently demonstrated an ability to help terminal cancer patients deal with their situation better. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.